talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year as we begin 2015. It's going to be a great year. And I also want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. Also, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Custom Home and Remodel Show, which happens every August. Well, if you've been listening the past few weeks to Talking About a Home, we have been visiting some of the sponsor locations, sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 23rd through the 25th. And today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we're going to be talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. Also, we'll be talking with Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Also, Mandy Baldwin with Allaglass Pools of Charleston will be stopping by. Also, Jason Ridley with Hardy Services Group. And finally, we'll be visiting Atlantic Stone for a special interview with Chuck Gainey. Well, as I mentioned, the Charleston Home and Design Show is coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. It's going to be a great show. This is our final show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And a lot of times people get a little, a frequently asked question I get is the home show going to be outside? Is it going to be on the football field or something? And the answer to that is no. A few years ago, the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium underwent a $42 million renovation, and they renovated the entire west side of the stadium, and they created a massive concourse which is inside. It's covered, it's heated, it's protected from the elements and so forth. And then we'll have displays in that concourse area, and then we'll also have displays in the exclusive fourth floor club level at Johnson Haygood Stadium. And I say exclusive because you have to be a big donor to the Citadel to get access to the club level. And so many people don't ever have the chance to go to the club level at the Johnson Haygood Stadium. And we'll have many displays up there. There are two elevators that take people up to the fourth floor club level. And so it's great views up there of downtown Charleston and the Ashley River and so forth. But we've got several special events going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show January 23rd through the 25th. For instance, Amerisips Homes, they're a leading home builder in building energy efficient and hurricane resistant homes. They have built a tiny home inspired by TV's Tiny House Nation. And they're going to have this tiny home. It's about 160 square feet, if you can imagine that, and 160 square feet of livable space. And the tiny home has been built by Amerisips to demonstrate some of their some of their unique building technologies that they use to help homeowners save money on energy costs and have healthy air quality, and that are the homes are resistant to hurricanes. And so it's going to be a really cool tiny home that you can walk right into. We're also going to have free design consultations for homeowners performed by ASID Interior Designers, and that's the American Society of Interior Designers, the Carolinas chapter. And these professional interior designers, they're volunteering their time to offer free design consultations to you. And so whatever question you might have, maybe it's picking out paint colors, or creating a new floor plan, or maybe trying to get questions answered about a kitchen remodel or a bath remodel or any kind of house remodel. Maybe you're building a new house and you want some professional advice. These ASID interior designers will be offering free design advice at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 23rd through the 25th. And visit CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com for more information. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And now we're talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Nancy?
Doing wonderful.
Good. Nancy, take a moment and tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we are going into our 12th year of being in business, which is good.
Sure.
Considering.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are a Hunter Douglas gallery, so we have a showroom with all of the Hunter Douglas, you know, displays to show customers that come in and see the different products, lifting systems, the updated, you know, sample books, new products that are coming in.
Great. And it's kind of unusual. I can't think of too many other places around town where you can go to a physical location like Advanced Window Fashions and walk into a showroom and actually see all of the different types of window treatments that are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. It's nice to walk in where you can see the products and see there's so many different window solutions as far as the styles, not just blinds and shutters, which is what a lot of people think of, or like roller shades. There's the, you know, the soft treatments like the silhouettes or the vignettes, which give you the softness to your window, and then you can add like drapery panels to give a little more, you know, color if you want that.
Right, and you're mentioning terminology that people may not be familiar with, and so, you know, I think it would be quite a shame for folks to just sort of compromise on their window treatments and maybe go with what they're familiar with, and rather than looking at all their options. And when they come to Advanced Window Fashions here in Mount Pleasant, you really get to look at all of your options that you have.
Yes. You do, and we do. We give them, you know, we try to find out what they're looking for, what their needs are, and then we can show them the products instead of just doing like a shutter, where shutter's very nice, don't get me wrong. It's just that sometimes if you have a view, you have all those louvers, you know, in your window, and then we can show them another option that would still give them that same look but softer. And, you know, let them know the differences, you know, between those products.
Right. And window treatments have really progressed over the years. And, you know, from the vertical blinds that you still see in some of the older condos that were built in the 80s, for example, to plantation shutters, which are definitely a go-to window treatment, a window solution. And Advanced Window Fashions, you folks sell plantation shutters.
Oh gosh, a lot
of plantation shutters, right?
We do sell a lot of plantation shutters. I've sold a lot lately.
Yeah.
But it's a Charleston thing. When we have customers who move here from other areas, they're like, oh, we're here in Charleston. We want that plantation shutter. And that's what they're looking for.
Right. They want everything Charleston. And that's, I totally understand that. But there are lots and lots of other different options. And I I'm probably not using the right terminology, but like the type of window treatments where you can kind of lower the top part and you get all that natural light and sunshine, but people can't see mm-hmm. in those windows to see, in what you're doing, right?
Right. That's the top down, bottom up. And we have different products that are available for top down, bottom up. And that's a nice feature for like these windows over the tub mm-hmm. where you can have your privacy at the bottom but still have natural light at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing, a shutter over that window, there's some nice options. You can get them motorized, have it come from the top down,
mm-hmm.
Which is nice. You don't have to step into the tub or reach over, something and, have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that you can powerize something battery operated or, hardwired.
Right. How do the motorized shades work? Is there like a remote control or is there a button to push on the wall? Or?
There's a button to push.
Uh-huh.
There's the handheld remote. There's a wall switch.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Douglas has what they call their bridge kit,
mm-hmm.
which there's a box that's connected to your router
mm-hmm.
and you can operate it from your iPad. Your iPhone. Now you can operate it from your Android.
Nice.
Which is really nice. You just go to, the App Store and upload that onto your phone or iPad.
Mm.
And we connect it to whatever product it is. You can also do it by the time.
Mm-hmm.
if you want it, at a certain time to open, you can program it to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can program it for a weekly thing, a daily thing. Like if you go out of town, you can program it, so it's going up at different times so people really won't know that you're out of town.
Mm, nice.
Which is a nice feature.
Sure, yeah. And, the thing about being able to operate using your iPad or your phone as the remote control, remote controls get lost. They break, and always being able to just use your phone or iPad as the remote, that's a nice convenience.
Well, it is, because now we have our phone right with us
sure.
wherever we go.
Right.
And actually our tablets, too, we have them with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a nice feature in case you do lose or misplace that remote, you've got your phone and still operate it.
Well, I know the people are going to know who I'm talking about, but we have listeners who don't have any window treatments on either some or all of their windows in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not bother you, but neighbors are walking around, they're noticing these things, and just for the sake of privacy, you definitely need some window treatments. And so in the new year, everybody has a project around mm-hmm. the house. You're waiting through the end of 2014, and it's like, okay, this is on my to-do list for 2015. So if you need some window treatments, definitely come on into Advanced Window Fashions and look at all of the different options versus looking at like your computer or something
mm-hmm.
like that. What about Nancy, in your very spacious showroom here at Advanced Window Fashions? You've got a big corner that's devoted to closet organization, and that's always on people's minds, is I'm going to get more organized in the new year.
Right.
How can Advanced Window Fashions help as far as closet organization?
We can help with the closet organization as far as your master closet, your guest room, a pantry, just to reorganize it to give you more space or more storage, or if you need more drawers or shelves. Shoes, to organize
mm-hmm.
that so they're just not, thrown into your closet. I mean, we can work with small closet, the large,
mm-hmm.
Closets. I've worked with customers, right now with the small walk-in closet, which will give her more, hanging,
mm-hmm.
Options. Gotcha. Which will help. So.
And we're not talking about just, you know, helping as far as organizing a closet, but these are the Advanced Window Fashion sells the closet systems.
The closet systems.
So you might
yes.
you might have wire racks in your closet right now, or you might, if your home is older, you might just have, you know, the basic rod with a shelf over the mm-hmm. rod and nothing else in your closet. Maybe storage bins or something like that. And Advanced Window Fashions, you folks come in and what I'm looking at is looks like built-in furniture, built-in dressers and chests of drawers and wall cabinetry, right?
Right. And we can get, there's different colors. You can go with your plain white. There's different stain colors that you can go with.
Mm-hmm.
They can be attached to the wall. They can be, you know, just like a floor unit that gives you more of that furniture,
mm-hmm.
you know, piece in your closet. You've got your nice, you know, drawer closures,
mm-hmm.
the soft close that you can do.
Ooh,
if you
I love
want,
those.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
You can do like a mirror attached to one of the closet systems so you can pull out a mirror and see how you look. Because, you know, it's our ladies,
right.
our females, we do like to make sure everything's in place.
Of course.
Well,
there you go. In the new year, you've got two things you can knock off your to-do list. You can get new window treatments here at Advanced Window Fashions, and then you can also redo your closet and with a new closet system from Advanced Window Fashions.
That's right. Get rid of that wire and get in something nice that looks like a piece of furniture in there.
Exactly. Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, one, they can call us at 843-881-8858. Mm-hmm. Come visit us at our showroom, which is at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, which is right off of Long Point from I-526,
mm-hmm.
going towards the terminals, but before the terminals. But we're on that kind of like that frontage road.
Right.
Very easy to find because we're in the first section.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also visit our website, which is the www.843beautifulwindows.com.
843beautifulwindows.com.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, and thank you, Nancy, to Advanced Window Fashions for hosting today's radio show and also being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks, Nancy. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard off of Long Point Road in I-526 in Mount Pleasant. And we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashion as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And now we're talking with Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Randon?
I'm doing fine today, Tim. Thanks.
Good, good. Randon, take a moment and tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure. We're a custom cabinet shop, and what that simply means is you get different definitions of custom out
mm-hmm.
there. And
mm-hmm.
We were just talking to an architect yesterday at the showroom. Custom cabinets that we provide basically means any size, depth, height, width, to fit a specified area.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're working with an architect firm, say, in the design stage, we can help fit our cabinetry into the space that they've designed and are drawing. Or if it's in a remodel stage with a homeowner like yourself, where you come to us and say, could you get us a new kitchen? We can definitely design around this specific space that you have that for cabinetry.
Mm-hmm. And why custom? Another word mm-hmm. that is associated with custom is expensive, like a custom home or something like that. And it's but that's not always the case with custom cabinetry, right?
Not always the case. And one of our push points that we like to pass along to our customers, builders and or individuals, is that we provide a customized cabinet for a given space,
mm-hmm.
but at a reasonable price point.
Mm.
And we really try to drive that home because, first of all, dealing here in the Lowcountry and with our economic growth where it's at, it's very encouraging to see how busy everybody is. Well, at that reasonable price point, I guess what I was thinking there is we can customize and still stay within an affordable range with most budgets.
And I would think the nice thing about that is you're maximizing the usable space, the efficiency of a kitchen. And I know when we were building our house, every nook and cranny, my wife was like, we need storage, 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 storage. And to this day, we have more storage than we need. But when you're dealing with custom cabinetry, that's what you're going to be able to do is maximize the efficiency of your kitchen.
Yeah, good point. Maximizing that function and usability is very important for us in the design aspect of things. So, and we try to do a very careful job in the planning process with a customer or builder, trying to listen to the customer's needs is very important. And so that we can maximize that function, but keep it at a reasonable price point for them. And because we have that customization, we're able to do some things and fill in the gaps, kind of like what you're saying, and fill in those extra spaces that an ordinary manufacturer stock cabinet cannot do.
Gotcha. Now, when people are looking to, and certainly in the new year, everybody has a project that they want to accomplish. It might be a new kitchen, it might be a new bathroom, it might be a new home office, it might be, a Murphy bed, adding a Murphy bed to a room, which HWC can help with all of the above that I just mentioned. But people have choices. They have a choice of not only everything that you just mentioned, but then also the company that you do business with. And talk about the HWC custom cabinetry philosophy and how HWC treats customers and that kind of thing.
You know, it's real important to us, and you mentioned multiple services there, and one of the things that has really taken off for us and for this particular market is our Murphy bed line, and we've been working very diligent over the last 2 or 3 years to have that availability to our customers. And our I shouldn't say new showroom, but our showroom that we currently have now, we are in the process, as we speak even, of staging a whole Murphy bed area. So that's a service that's there along with our custom cabinetry that we provide. So there's going to be an opportunity. Jay has said, hopefully here in the coming, the first part of the new year here, is to get that area, that Murphy bed area, set up so that it can almost be like a walk-in situation where a customer can walk in and say, hey, I like that Murphy bed, that color, and I want to order it right here, right now. But we also have that capability then on the custom shop side to be able to accommodate attaching a bookcases on either side or a desk or something like that. So we want to be able to meet the client's immediate need, but also in the planning process, if you're designing a home or a new space in your home, to be able to accommodate the long term, both design wise, and then we really do like to focus on the importance of people. You're not just a you're just not another number. You're not just another sale to us. We are genuinely looking for long-term relationships, be it a individual where we get referrals or with builders and architects and designers in the area as well.
Very good. And does HWC, you folks seem like you really make an investment in the relationships that you have with your customers? Do you have long-term clientele, people that builders or architects that have come back again and again to
HWC? Yeah, we do, and we've been very fortunate. Because of that care and devotion to the person, we have long-term relationships with several builders in the area. We're working on building and maintaining relationships with designers and architects, and which is very key as we are finding out in the planning process on many homes. So that's very important to us, and we value that greatly in the whole planning process.
Mm-hmm. And I think people have this mentality that, and it's perhaps it's a very optimistic way of looking at things, is, oh, if I'm going to spend the money, then the outcome is going to be 100%. And the outcome is not always guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear that term sometimes, cheap is expensive. And, you know, where you might, you know, look at a $10 flashlight versus a $20 flashlight, and you buy the $10 one, but it doesn't last, it breaks, and you think, gosh, I just wasted $10. If I just bought the nicer, more higher quality mm-hmm. flashlight, I would have that forever. I guess that's something that is important. If you're yes. going to be doing a project, you want to, there's no guarantee that the outcome is going to be what you want, so you really have to choose the right companies to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interview your companies thoroughly, whether you're a builder, an architect, or even an individual. You're exactly right.
HWC, you folks are a family-run company.
Yeah, Jay and Donna are the owners, and then you know what, though? We all look at each other as family, and we're all very tight and work together in a very efficient manner.
So. How many other employees
does... We have five employees in the shop, and we've got an installer now that is in-house, and we also utilize an outside installer as well over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, you as a consumer, our listeners are voting with their dollars, and they really can decide whether they want to do business with an out of town company, a national company, or a local company yeah. like HWC.
Yeah, you know, and what I was thinking about a minute ago was price point. You know, our price point is going to be a little bit higher, but because of some of these things that we're talking about, it adds value to our products, to our services, and to that final product at the end. And so, no, we're not going to be the cheapest game in town, but you need to weigh, as you're making a decision, what's of value to you and what's the most important. And so that's what I would say about as far as price point goes and value of the importance of the product that you're investing in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a flashlight or whether it's a $60,000 kitchen, you got to look at that from all aspects.
Sure, sure. Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with HWC Custom Cabinetry.
You can catch us on the website, obviously, at hwccustomcabinetry.com, and there's ways to hit some links there and mm-hmm. get to us. You can also reach us at 843-207-0750, and my extension is 110, mm-hmm. and I can take care of any direct sales, design opportunities, or contacts to get you plugged in with our team.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Randon.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard off of Long Point Road near 526. And we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashion as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And now we're talking with Mandy Baldwin with Hourglass Pools of Charleston. How you doing, Mandy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mandy, take a moment and tell everybody about Hourglass Pools of Charleston.
At Hourglass, we do strictly fiberglass swimming pools, and we handle the entire contract from the installation to the electrical to concrete, and we are based right here in Charleston, and we make them right in St. Matthews.
Great, great. So the Hourglass Pools, that the Hourglass Pool brand, that is a South Carolina-made product.
Yes, absolutely. We make them right off of 26 there.
I think I've seen them going up to Columbia to seeing the pool shells on the left-hand side of 26.
Yep, absolutely. That's where we make them, and we ship them all over the country.
Good deal. What kinds of shapes are available for the fiberglass pools that Alleglass Pools produces?
We have all sorts of different shapes. We have rectangle, we have freeform, we have kind of figure eight with tanning ledges, different seating and stuff. So we've got a pretty big assortment of pools and some new ones coming up for next year. They range from, 9 by 16 all the way up to 16 by 43.
Hmm. If somebody has a small backyard, can Alleglass Pools still help them with that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of rental homes, too, will have smaller backyards, and they'll put the swimming pools in there so that they can get more income that way.
That's awesome. And then, if people are, they do want, maybe just not your simple rectangle shape pool. They want something that's a little freeform. Alleglass Pool can help with that too.
Yeah, we have about 30 different models that you can choose from. Beyond that, we can't really accommodate it because they come off of a mold. Mm-hmm. We're also a little limited as far as size, width and stuff, because we transport them down the road in one piece.
Right.
So that's the limitations there.
Gotcha. Well, when it comes to a new pool, what are some of the options or features that you're finding your customers looking for these days?
This year, the biggest trend has been, the tanning ledge pool that we've just come out with. A lot of times we're adding bubblers in it so that you get the water features. It can hear something and it looks really awesome. Putting in some extra lights to really, brighten it up. A lot of different waterfall options, putting, different pots there so that they have flowers coming out of it. Just add some color to it.
Hmm. Describe what the tanning ledge looks like.
Tanning ledge, it's about 14 feet wide and about 6 inches deep, and it would be on the deep end. So it's just kind of a place to lounge out, hang out. A lot of times animals like to hang out there, young kids, because it's just a place to get wet, but you're not, swimming in it.
Hmm. Very good. So you're still immersed in water. You're still keeping cool on that 90-degree day. But you're cooling off too while you're catching rays.
Exactly.
That's awesome. When it comes to a swimming pool, some people remember what pools were like long, long time ago, being very high maintenance and sometimes even a swimming pool was looked at as a disadvantage when you were trying to sell your house. But that's all changed.
Yeah, it's definitely changed, especially here in the Charleston area. You definitely get not all your money back when you're selling a home, but you do get some of it. I don't think it turns people off so much. With fiberglass, there's not a whole lot to do. You don't have to resurface it. It's not porous, so it doesn't absorb the chemicals. So it really is pretty maintenance-free. I mean, you got to think about your bathtub. It's fiberglass, and what else do you have to do to that?
That's true. You don't get algae that seems like algae maybe sticks a little bit more to other pool surfaces than fiberglass. That can just easily be wiped away or vacuumed away.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what you do. It really doesn't stick to the sides or anything. You just obviously want to stay on top of your algicide so that never becomes a problem. But you're absolutely right. It's not a problem.
Do you have to have done really well in chemistry? Because I didn't do very well in chemistry in high school to be able to figure out the chemicals that maintaining the chemistry in your swimming pool?
It's pretty simple. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people are concerned about it. I would say just, you check your chemicals once or twice a week, especially in the summer, and you really don't need to adjust it too much. In the Charleston area, we have, great support systems, pool stores that you can go to, and they digitally analyze everything, and, they're not selling you chemicals you don't need.
Hmm. What about vacuuming? Does Alleglass Pools, can you folks help people with some of those robotic vacuumers that you see sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. We have all that stuff. You can throw them right in the pool, plug them into the outlet, and literally they just vacuum your pool. Simple. No need for a pool boy anymore.
So it makes it pretty low maintenance than to have a swimming pool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't have to wait until the pool's vacuum, for instance, before you use it. It can if you decide to take that impromptu midnight swim, your swimming pool is ready for you.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Well, that's great. As it relates to expense, what kind of are fiberglass pools more expensive than concrete pools or less expensive?
I think it really depends on the options. You'd really need to price out each one option for option. I think fiberglass is a little less expensive than gunite, mm-hmm. you know, and a little more expensive than vinyl liner. Mm-hmm. But stuff changes, the industry changes, you know, different options will affect the price on anything.
What's the time frame? Some people, I'll bet you get a lot of calls like as soon as the hot weather hits or, you know, maybe on July 4th weekend and they say, you know, can you get the pool in or, you know, maybe a week before July 4th, can you get this pool in next weekend? We got a big party or something.
Oh, yeah, we definitely get those calls for sure. Uh-huh. We try to keep everybody in line, and that's the biggest thing, too, is we manage the entire project, and we have a lot of in-house crews, so we're able to really keep everyone on schedule. So it's not unheard of to be start to finish, you know, within 7 to 10 days. You know, as long as you coordinate, line everything up, and the weather's perfect, it actually can be done.
Hmm. What's involved? Because, you know, obviously you've got to extract the dirt. You got to dig that hole in the backyard or wherever the pool's going. And does Ala Glass bring in a crane to drop the shell into the ground?
Yep, exactly. We actually own all of our own excavators, our own skid steers, and that's our in-house crew that actually goes there, digs it, hauls off the dirt, has a crane, put it right in the ground, backfill plumb, and hook it all up in one day. Typically, I would say 95% of our jobs are done in one day as far as installation, plumbing, and hooking everything up.
And when we were building our house, we had to get a crane to drop a spiral staircase in the backyard. And I freaked out when I heard that we were going to have to rent a crane because I thought that would be thousands and thousands of dollars. But it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, cranes can range anywhere from $350 to $650, depending on if we have to lift it over the house or where the crane sets up. But no, you're right. A lot of people are scared by the whole crane thing and even lifting it over the house. But it's something we do every day.
That's interesting. As far as helping the homeowner with not just the pool, but like the decking that surrounds the pool or any kind of landscaping or anything like that, how can Ala Glass help homeowners with that?
We have a complete portfolio with all jobs that we've actually done. So we give them all different options. And if they're still indecisive, we use our clients as our showroom. We'll actually go to people's houses that we've put in pools and allow them to see it, feel the texture, see what it's going to look like. And that really helps a lot of people. They need that visual to actually go there and see it.
I was going to ask you, are there any other textures that go with the pool surface other than just, you know, the smooth fiberglass or...
No, we don't do any texturing. I mean, we do on the stairs and stuff, you know, non-skid so that
you don't slip. Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense to put it all over the bottom because then you kind of, you know, create a place to harbor bacteria or algae or anything like that. We do have different color gel coats. But a lot of times people now are going with white gel coat and just doing a really high-end tile.
I see. I gotcha. And Ala Glass probably works with a lot of people who are moving to Charleston. And, you know, this is such a great place to live. People want a swimming pool in their backyard.
Yeah, they definitely do. And a lot of people think, too, because the lots are so small here in Charleston that they can't do it. That is definitely not the case. I mean, you'd be surprised some of the places we've put in pools, but it goes back to, you know, doing what we do and we do it well, and that's why we just do fiberglass, you know, so that we're not so big that you don't know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks learn more about Ala Glass Pools of Charleston?
You can go to our website. It's alaglassofcharleston.com, or you can give us a call at 843-789-9469.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mandy Baldwin with Ala Glass Pools of Charleston. Thanks so much, Mandy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advance Window Fashions. And we're very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 23rd through the 25th at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And now we're talking with Jason Ridley with Hardy Services Group. How are you doing, Jason?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Jason, take a moment and tell everybody about Hardy Services Group.
Sure. We are a full landscape and irrigation company. We specialize in full landscape installs to upfits of your current landscaping, irrigation installs, irrigation repairs, lighting installs, lighting repairs, basically, if it's in your yard, we do it. We'd like to do it, actually.
Good deal. What kinds of services can Hardy Services Group offer homeowners this time of year in the cold weather time?
Well, now's a great time for lighting. You've got much shorter days. You can actually enjoy the landscape lighting more now than you can in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Another option is we have a certified arborist on staff. One of the owners is actually an arborist, so tree trimming's a good one, especially you're starting to drop all the other leaves. All your other trees are starting to drop their leaves. Live oaks still have leaves, so that's one of the best ones to go after right now. It's we trim those out and clear those up, and if you do have landscape lighting, all it does is just showcase a nicely trimmed up tree.
You know, people are so conscious about spending money on energy. Are there low cost ways to have your landscape lighting in your backyard?
Yeah, it's actually a very good point. You know, that LED lights have come a long way. They used to be just quite cold, I guess. They were the Kelvin scale was extremely white on the LEDs. Well, they're mm-hmm. starting to warm up. So your LED lights now, it's half of the wattage that conventional landscape lighting used. And they look so much better now than they did even 2 years ago. If you have pre-existing lights, they even come with LED drop-ins that you can put the LED bulbs into your pre-existing lights. It's just a cost savings across the board. You need smaller transformers for new installs. You don't have all the issues that you would with lights getting too hot. There's been just horror cases of fires from landscape lighting, but the LEDs run cooler, use less energy. They're compatible with older lamps and fixtures. That's a very, very good option.
And if you have a nice house, and we have many listeners who are very proud of their homes,
mm-hmm.
landscape lighting is really a great way to illuminate that beautiful home of yours and really give your home a different look, very dramatic look, right?
It showcases it. So during the day, you'll have this beautiful landscaping that you can see whenever it's nice, bright, and sunny outside, but once the sun sets, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So landscape lighting does add a certain just ambiance to your yard, mm-hmm. Whether that be for your neighbors to enjoy in the front yard or for you guys to enjoy it in the back while you're out on the grill or just hanging out and having a glass of wine at the end of the day.
How about added security?
There is. Landscape lighting necessarily isn't solely for the purposes of security, but yes, if you do have larger yards, help with it because you can kind of highlight spots. We just had a client a couple weeks ago who, in fact, wanted landscape lighting just for security. That is a good option. It's just you place these lights in a strategic spot around your yard mm-hmm. in order for that yard to, in fact, be illuminated.
Do they run all night, or is there on a timer or anything?
You can do one of two things. You can put them on a timer. You can put them on a photo cell. So the timer, you can actually dictate when you want them on or off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the photo cell, you basically... it's just when it gets dark and when it gets light, so those will run all night long.
Good deal. Well, you know, as soon as we get into a new year, everybody has a project. Everybody's mm-hmm. been thinking about the things that they want to do on their house, and then finally, when the new year hits, people are ready to roll. And so, if somebody wanted to really transform their backyard into a really nice outdoor living space, and
mm-hmm.
or maybe have different outdoor rooms in that backyard, they're not happy with their backyard right now, how can Hardy Services Group help them?
Sure, we can design an entire backyard escape for you if you'd like. I'd like to meet with a client, of course, and see what their wants and desires are for that backyard space. We can design it out, whether that be a sketch or that be on a computer program, but we can, from point A to point B, break that down, show you samples of different pavers from just your conventional concrete to your higher-end travertine. It all depends on what that client wants, and we can certainly help them along the way because mm-hmm. there are a lot of products out there to go through.
And does the homeowner have to come up with the design? I mean, if a homeowner says, look, I'm looking to install a swimming pool, I want to have a fire pit over here, and I want to have an area where the kids can play soccer or something, and I'd like to have a swing over here and so forth, but I don't know how to put it all together so it makes sense.
Sure, and that's what I was talking about earlier. If you just let us know what you want from it, we can design it for you. You know, a lot of clients, they know what they want. They just don't know. They can't visualize it. So where we come in is we can design it. We can put this on paper. You can see exactly what you're looking to get, and then we can make it come to fruition.
How about helping homeowners, maybe not with a full backyard makeover, but with just maybe some smaller projects? You know, landscaping is one of those things that people can try to do it themselves, but mm-hmm. oftentimes they don't buy the right tree for the right location. It ends up growing and it's too close to the house or this or that. They put a lot of effort and time of their own time into doing these things, and you ever get people who call Hardy Services Group and say, I need help?
More often than not, that's what you actually see in the green industry or landscape industry. Consumers or just homeowners don't take into consideration the mature height or the mature size of the plants that they're installing. So they'll buy a 5-gallon ligustrum, for instance, from Lowe's, and they think, oh, this is a nice plant. But 5 years, 10 years down the road, when that thing's 20 foot tall and in their house, and, yeah, they need some help on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Trees are another thing, especially with the ornamentals. They'll put ornamentals 3 feet from the house, and even if they're slow growers, they still start to encroach on that and then come over the roof lines and more. So, yeah, more often than not, we will have to transplant trees and just move other plant material around, add plants in those spots. But we can certainly work with the plant material that you have in most cases in order to give you something that you actually truly like.
Mm-hmm. What about maintenance for homeowners?
Mm-hmm.
People who they don't have the time or inclination to cut the yard, to edge it, to you know, to trim the beds and all that stuff.
Sure, we have full maintenance staff as well. So once a week, we'll come out there and we just call it blow and go. So it's basically we mow the lawn, edge the lawn, apply weed killer as needed, light pruning pretty much throughout the year, a heavier one at the end of the year, and give suggestions on what needs to be done by the homeowner to give that yard or to make that yard the best it possibly can be.
Is this kind of an annual plan that people get on with Hardy Services Group?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So we'll just set up on a per month payment plan for once a week visits.
Mm-hmm.
So of course during the summer, that's everyone knows what that is. That's just your typical maintenance. But during the winter, leaves are dropping left and right. That's a perfect time to prune to do a heavy pruning on your shrubs. So yeah, we can. We have plenty of work to do in the winter as well.
Does Hardy Services Group ever get customers who, you know, before they make the jump and get on an annual plan with you folks, they ever call you just can you come and do a big spring cleanup for me or maybe a big fall cleanup, and
mm-hmm.
then they see what excellent work you do, and then they come on board full time?
All the time. Most of our clients now, in fact, that's how we've won them over. It's just by those little small jobs. We take pride in everything that's done. So even if it's a couple $100 large yard cleanup, we treat that as our only job. Because for that client, that is our only job. So we try to give it our best, and we do.
That's great. How long has Hardy Services Group been around?
18 years now.
18 years,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
18 years. It started off as basically just a tree company. With, we call him Big Hardy, which is the owner's father. and then it just has evolved into something much, much greater.
That's fantastic. Well, you have to have a lot of happy customers to stay in business that long.
We do. We try our best to give great customer service. Anybody can, well, I don't want to say anybody. a lot of people can put plants in the ground, but it's just more about customer service, mm-hmm. follow-ups, coming through with what you say you're going to do, delivering on your promises. It's just being the person that you would want to do business with.
Sure. Makes sense. Well, how can folks get in touch with Hardy Services Group?
Sure. You can call us in our office, which is 881-3344. You can call me directly, and my mobile number is 860-1936. You can also email me directly at jridley, that's jridley.hsg@gmail.com, any one of those.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jason Ridley with Hardy Services Group. Thanks so much, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're doing a special interview today from Atlantic Stone, located at 2770 Maybank Highway, and now we're talking with Chuck Ganey with Atlantic Stone. How you doing, Chuck?
Doing great, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Chuck, take a moment and tell everybody about Atlantic Stone.
Atlantic Stone is a local company. We focus on quality and service, so those are the two things that kind of set us apart. We're not necessarily a high-volume fabricator and tile setter. We take on as many jobs as we can handle so that we can ensure they get a perfect job at the end.
So Atlantic Stone, you folks are a natural stone fabricator, so you're helping people with new granite countertops and other natural stone countertops throughout the house?
That's correct, and we also do recycled glass and quartz products, which are 93% natural stone, but they're crushed down and reformed by man, so they're 7% man, 93% Mother Nature. And we see a lot more of that going in lately. People like it because it's very durable and it's pretty much maintenance free. You just kind of wipe it down and keep going. That's not to say that granite and marble take a lot of trouble to maintain, but the quartz products are just a lot more durable than anything on the market.
Is there a particular brand of quartz that Atlantic Stone uses?
Sile Stone, Caesar Stone, and Han Stone are our three best sellers.
Gotcha. Okay. How long has Atlantic Stone been in business?
8 years as Atlantic Stone. Yes.
Gotcha. And Joe Sykes has been in the business for several years beyond that 8 years.
He sure has. He was with Charleston Marble and Granite, and the proprietor of that company passed away, and the torch was passed to Joe, so to speak. Joe held my position at that time, and now he's the owner of Atlantic Stone.
Gotcha. Chuck, what in your opinion sets Atlantic Stone apart from other natural stone fabricators here in Charleston?
Hands down, we have the best fabricator in town, and anyone that he hires, typically we want to know who he's hiring, but at the end of the day, he gets final say. If someone doesn't perform to his standards, they're not on the team. So we know that we have the best fabricator in town, so we try to get his back with the best customer service possible. So you put those together, and it's a pretty good product.
And when you say fabricator, what exactly is this fabricator that you folks have on staff? What exactly does he do?
Well, his job starts from the templating phase. We go out and get measurements to price the job, and then he arrives and takes a template, and he's very specific. He looks at everything from the way the cabinet sits, any nuances in the wall, even in new construction in a high-end home. Nothing is absolutely straight, and he accounts for all of that. And when you see his seams, you'll know that there is a difference between a bargain fabricator and a fabricator who knows what they're doing. Our seams are the tightest in town. You can hardly see them.
And why is that important to make those seams disappear?
If you're going to spend the money for natural stone countertops or a solid surface countertop, you don't want your eye to trip over the seam. When you walk into the room, the first thing you should see is the beauty of the natural stone or the quartz or the recycled glass. You shouldn't be looking at a seam that maybe is a little bit wide. And ours are about as thin as a slice of paper.
Atlantic Stone does a lot of business with custom builders that are building beautiful homes on Kiowa, Seabrook, and beyond. A lot of those custom builders choose Atlantic Stone. Why is that?
Well, consistency. They know what they're going to get. We do have several of the better builders in the Southeast that we work with, and arguably the world. Kiowa's an amazing place, and probably 90% of our business occurs out there. That's not to say that we don't service other markets in the area, and we are trying to expand into other markets, but that seems to be our backyard and our bread and butter. And you know, because we do service such a high-end clientele, that doesn't mean we're expensive. It just means we're good.
Gotcha. Okay. Besides fabricating natural stone countertops and fireplace surrounds and shower walls with natural stone, Atlantic Stone has just launched a new product line of fire pits. Can you tell us about that?
That's correct, Tim. We have teamed up with Radiant Fires. It's an American-made fire pit that is... You really ought to go to our website at AtlanticStoneLLC.com and click on the link. But Radiant Fires is an American-made company out of California, and they ship us the bases, and then we custom fabricate the top. So you can come and choose any remnant from our remnant yard. And as we mentioned earlier, we service a very high-end clientele. So you're not going to see the same remnants you're going to see at other fabricators' yards. You're going to see something that your neighbor isn't going to necessarily have. And we give you your choice of those to go on top of your new fire table. And when I say fire pit, they're really so much more than that. They, you know, it's really a nice furniture piece that you'd put outside with your high-end furniture. You can also dress it down and, you know, put, you know, wooden chairs around it. However you want to dress it up or dress it down, it's very versatile.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because when you say fire pit, sometimes people just think of a circle of pavers, that are just sort of set on the ground, and then you throw your firewood in there, and these fire pits are actually like coffee tables you could set your drinks on, and dinner plates or what have you. They're very decorative.
Right, that's true. And we even have a pub table height fire table that's 42 inches tall. It's a rolling fire table with a fire tray. Another thing is, too, we have sparkle chips, so to speak, inside. You can get anything from colored beads to colored glass, and we also have glass surrounds to cover the fire area. They work with propane. You can plumb them directly into your propane line, or there is a sliding tray beneath each one for a propane tank that you can pick up at any grocery store or, you know, local hardware store.
Right, so you're not burning wood on these. They're either propane or natural gas too?
I think that can be converted to natural gas. I haven't looked into that part, but I think you're right. I think we could do natural gas on that.
And do these fire tables, do they give off heat? Are they something that have a dual purpose of not just, you know, looking good, but also, you know, on a cool night here in Charleston, you can warm yourself by?
You know, they're perfect for Charleston. It's you're not going to get completely warm if it's 5 below 0 outside, but in Charleston, you know, we have pretty mild winters. You know, we get a little bit bent out of shape if the temperature drops beneath 25 degrees, which rarely happens here, but you know, if it's 35, 40 degrees outside, you can cuddle up with your honey and a blanket beside this and a bottle of wine, and everybody's happy.
Are these strictly for exterior use, or can you use these fire tables inside?
You can use them in a lanai setting, but they're not vent-free. You do need to have them where there's some air circulation, but they are very clean burning. But, you definitely don't want to bring them inside. We can work with you on your interior fireplace. As you mentioned before, though, we can put a nice marble or granite surround around your fireplace and cover that for you.
And just ballpark cost-wise, what are I know there's a lot of different models. What are these generally going for?
You know, it's kind of nice because they are accessible, to an entry market starting at, you know, we're still working out the pricing, but I think they're going to start right around $1,200. And they'll probably go up to around 5,000 or 6,000. So we want them to be very accessible to anyone who wants one.
Well, how can folks get more information about these Radiant fire tables and also Atlantic Stone in general?
You can go to AtlanticStoneLLC.com, or you can go to RadiantFires.com. We have a link on our website as well. You can call us 843-737-5004 for an appointment. And we have a showroom on John's Island, as Tim mentioned before. We'd love to meet you and show you these.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Chuck Ganey with Atlantic Stone, and appreciate the time, Chuck. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.